Long dialogue. Skill 1. Asking directions. Listen to part of a conversation between two students.
Excuse me, could you please tell me how to get to the tennis courts?
They are right next to the sports complex.
I am new to the university and don't know where the sports complex is either.
Well, it's about a 10-minute walk. Do you know where the agricultural center and farm are?
No.
Well, head down Chancellor Boulevard for 2 blocks. You will see a clock tower on the right. Turn right at the clock tower and you will be on Butte Avenue. Stay on Butte for a couple of blocks, maybe 3 blocks. I can't be sure, but there is the Ravens Theater on the corner, a big white modern building. It gets a little tricky at that corner.
You already have me walking about 6 blocks. Are you sure it's only a 10-minute walk?
Maybe it is longer. Actually, it could be more like 20 minutes. So when you get to the Ravens Theater, you need to turn left down the alley immediately on the far side of the building. I'm not sure if it has a name. It's very narrow. This is a shortcut that will put you on a diagonal road. After a couple of minutes, it will widen and there will be sidewalks again. Carry on walking down the sidewalk.
Which direction am I heading?
I guess it would be west. The sun sets in that direction, but I am not good at coordinates. It might be southwest. I'm not sure. Anyway, you will see the sidewalks when you get past the Ravens Theater. Finding that little alley is the most difficult part of this walk.
Okay, I think I know where you mean. Just past the big white modern building.
Yes. Once you come out of the alley, you get to the sidewalk, just keep heading in the same direction. You will go by the agriculture center. Sometimes you can hear the animals from the farm behind the agriculture center, but don't count on it. Then, after about 2 more blocks, you will see the sports complex. It has a huge red neon sign. The ice rink is right in front. The tennis courts are off to the left past the ice rink.
Thank you very much. Do you know if there is a bus stop there?
Yes, but I have heard bus service is quite slow there during the day. The bus stop is in front of the pool. The pool is on the opposite side of the rink than the tennis courts. On the right side of the rink, you will find the pool. I think you have to turn right. That street is called Arena Road.
Do you know where I would find a bus schedule?
There is probably one on the bulletin board in the sports complex gym. Also, I think there is one on the pool bulletin board.
Do you know if the courts are in good condition?
The courts are clay. I've never played tennis, so I don't know. This university is very lucky to have good sports facilities.
Yes, that is what I heard. Did a rich person donate some money?
Yes, about 5 or 6 years ago. The rumor is a famous hockey player left millions of dollars to build a new sports complex. It was an anonymous donation, actually. No one knows for sure. The sports complex was quite new when I first started. I'm sorry to say, I almost never used it after my first year. Besides studying, I took up cards. I love playing bridge.
Well, I hope to get in good shape here. I'm meeting a friend at the tennis courts in half an hour, so I'd better get going.
Yes, you should. Now that I think about it, it may be close to half an hour's walk to get there.
Thanks for your help.
You are welcome. Enjoy your tennis.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. Number 1. What can be inferred about the female student? Number 2. What can be inferred from the conversation?